I'm just terribly in love with Jesus. How about you, huh? Let's just be very, very totally sold out, concentrated, and focused on him this morning. David sure was, as we read in the psalm today, Psalm 142. He is in a mess. He is in a kettle of mess in this psalm. And what does he do? Terrible. He's in a terrible mess. Right. A terrible, terrible mess. And what does he do? He cries out to God. And he doesn't just cry out without speaking, but he cries out, the psalm says, with his voice. Have you ever been in those kind of straits where you needed to cry out to God and you just got someplace alone, you know, in a forest or something? You go to a forest to cry out, Vern? Yes, amen, yeah. We need to get someplace on the beach here in Port Ludlow, great place to go and just cry out to God on the beach, right? We follow David's example then. And I just love verse 5. It says from the Message Bible, I cry out, God, I call out. You're my last chance, my only hope for life. Amen. You know, I never start. Do I ever start with the Message Bible? Rarely. I end up with it. But this time I started with it because it's not as good. So let's go to King James. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Well, that's good, but it's a little old Englishy, isn't it, huh? It says the same thing, but it's just kind of, we just don't use thou art. We don't use that today when we're talking, thou art, Dean, a great golfer, right? We just don't use that. So it didn't ring to me, but I read it first in the translation that we're reading through this year, and I loved it. Then I pray to you, O Lord, I say, you are my place of refuge. You are all I really want in life. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's calling us to. He's calling us to that place where it's not things, it's not a new motorcycle, it's not new golf clubs, it's not a new boat, but it's him. He's the most important thing in our lives, and God is calling us to that place right now, this body. He's calling a body of people to listen to, or a kayak. Skip's back. Hi, Skip. Or a new kayak. God is calling us. Now, when you're in that kayak, cry out to God, because nobody can hear you, honey. Okay? Right. Just praise him when you go past our house. Amen. And pray for those people that live there. No, just anyway, we always, focusing on him will always keep us in the right path.
That's right.
The right time, the right place, wherever we are, if we're focused and our eyes are fixed on him. How is our attitude going to be? It's going to be different, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Amen. We're going to be in a place where we trust him, where he is the most important thing in our life. Let's stand and let's say it from the New Living together. Then I pray to you, O Lord, I say, you are my place of refuge. You are all I really want in life. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.